right, good morning, everyone. Let's come to order and go on the record, please. I'm Charlotte Mitchell, Chair of the Utilities Commission. And with me this morning are the following commissioners. When I call your name, please announce your presence. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Good morning.
Commissioner Gray.
Good morning.
Commissioner Klodfelter.
Yes, good morning.
Commissioner Duffley.
Good morning.
Commissioner Hughes.
Good morning.
And Commissioner McKissick.
Good morning.
In compliance with the State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the commission of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time as to whether any member of the commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to the matters coming before us this morning. The record will reflect that no conflicts have been identified. So we will proceed with public staff communications item P1. Ms. Profit, you're up.
Good morning. Item P1 presents an interconnection agreement and amendment filed by Windstream and AT&T North Carolina on September 7th, 2021. The public staff has reviewed the filings and recommends that orders be issued approving the agreement and amendment effective on the date they were filed. The public staff has provided proposed orders to the commission staff.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Klodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Ms. Profit. All right, we'll proceed now to public staff, electric item P2. It's my understanding that item P1 has been or will be pulled from the agenda.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
All right, thank you, Ms. Boswell.
Michelle Boswell, Public Staff County Division. Item P2 is docket number E22 sub 611, Dominion Energy North Carolina's application for approval of affiliate services agreement. On October 15th, 2021, DEMC filed an application for approval of an affiliate services agreement between Birdseye Renewable LLC and DEMC. The public staff has reviewed the agreement and recommends the commission approve the agreement between Birdseye and DEMC subject to the conditions set forth. The public staff's proposed order is attached as exhibit number P2.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Klodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Ms. Boswell. We'll proceed now to public staff, electric item P3.
Good morning, commissioners. I'm Tommy Williamson with the Energy Division Electric Section. Item P3 is a filing made by South River EMC for a certificate to construct approximately 225 feet of a new 230 kV transmission line in Cumberland County, North Carolina. The application stated that the line would allow South River EMC to provide redundancy and increase electric reliability to customers in Southern Cumberland and Northern Bladen counties. This line will tap into the existing Duke Energy Progress Cumberland Fayetteville 230 kV transmission line and connect to a new South River EMC owned and operated substation. The public staff has determined that the application meets the requirements for a certificate and the conditions for waiver of the notice and hearing requirements. The public staff recommends that the commission grant the motion for waiver and issue the requested certificate to construct the line. Thank you.
I move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions, discussion on that motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Klodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
For the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Williamson. We will now proceed to Public Staff, Electric, item P4.
Scott Saylor with the Energy Division. Item P4 consists of applications to amend and to amend and renew certificates of public convenience and necessity for solar PV electric generating facilities. Public staff recommends the commission approve the applications and issue the amended and renewed certificates.
Move approval on the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions, discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
For the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Saylor. We will proceed now to Public Staff, Water, item P1.
Thank you, Chair Mitchell. William Creech, City Creech Attorney with the Public Staff Legal Division. Water, item P1, docket number 10W1063-5. On August 27th, 2021, CMP Enterprises, Inc. filed an application with the commission seeking authority to increase its rates for providing sewer utility service. On September 20th, 2021, the commission issued an order establishing general rate case and suspending rates. The public staff recommends that the matter be scheduled for a customer hearing subject to cancellation if no significant protests are received, that the matter should also be scheduled for an expert witness hearing, and that the applicant should be required to provide notice to customers. The public staff recommends that the commission issue an order scheduling hearings and requiring customer notice.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion on that motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
For the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Creech. We'll proceed now to Public Staff, Water, item P2.
Good morning, Gina Casaberry. Item P2 is docket number W1205-16. On October 5th, 2021, Clark Utilities and Corp filed an application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to provide water utility service in Creedmoor Manor Subdivision in Wake County, North Carolina, and for approval of rates. Clark Utilities proposes to charge the rates currently approved by the commission on July 28, 2021, and docket number W1205-14. The public staff recommends that the commission issue the proposed order, including the commission staff's changes, granting the franchise and approving rates.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Ms. Castleberry. We'll proceed now to Public Staff, Water, item P3.
Good morning, John Little, attorney with the Public Staff Legal Division. Water, item P3, docket number W1250-8, Sexapaha Utility Company filed an application seeking authority to increase its rates for providing water utility service in the village of Sexapaha in Alamance County. Sexapaha Utility Company serves approximately 268 metered water customers. The public staff recommends that the commission issue the proposed order establishing a general rate case and suspending rates.
Move approval on the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded and that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Little. We'll proceed now to public staff, water item P4.
Item P4 is docket number W1305, sub 31. On March 10th, 2021, Pluris Hampstead LLC filed a notification of intention to begin operations in area contiguous to present service area to provide sewer utility service in Hampstead Pine subdivision and Hartwood Drive extension in Pender County, North Carolina. Pluris Hampstead requests approval of the sewer utility rates currently approved for the coastal plantation service area. The public staff recommends that the commission issue the proposed order recognizing the contiguous extension and approving rates.
Move approval on the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Castleberry. We will proceed now to public staff water item P5.
Good morning, Commissioners. Mike Franklin, public staff water, sewer and telephone division. And water item P5, Curtech Water and Sewer LLC, CWS, and Sandler Utilities at Mill Run LLC, Sandler, filed an application with the commission seeking authority to transfer Sandler's wastewater utility services for Eagle Creek subdivision, Mill Creek Golf Club, and Moyack Middle School to CWS. Sandler is the Eagle Creek developer and is the franchise holder for the Eagle Creek wastewater utility system. The Eagle Creek wastewater collection system is a vacuum collection system with the system maintained at negative pressure. For residential homes, the wastewater from the home is gravity drained to a 40-gallon valve pit that is shared by two residences. The contents in the valve pit is then pulled into the vacuum main by vacuum force. The Eagle Creek wastewater system is the only vacuum wastewater system regulated by the commission. The vacuum system has a history of reliability problems, which have significantly worsened since September 2020. The wastewater system has experienced more than 45 days of significant service disruptions in the past 13 months. As a result, a consent judgment was issued to Sandler by the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality and filed with the Curtech County Superior Court on July 1st, 2021. Upon acquisition of the system, CWS proposes to charge the current commission approved rates for Sandler as shown in the agenda item. CWS also proposes to replace the vacuum wastewater collection system with the gravity drain system. The residents of Eagle Creek are divided on whether to replace the system with the gravity system or repair the existing vacuum system. The public staff has provided a proposed order and recommends the commission issue the proposed order scheduling hearings, establishing discovery guidelines, requiring customer notice. The public staff expects a large turnout of impassioned customers during the public hearing. Ms. Brittany Willis, representing Sandler, and Mr. Ed Finley, representing CWS, are in attendance. In addition to myself, Mr. William Brentmeyer, are available to answer any questions.
Chair Mitchell, this is William Grantmeyer, Public Staff Legal. I just have several supplementary comments. Number one, this is, as he said, a developer installed and operated system. It was installed 22 years ago. And every emergency operator in the 44 years I've been doing these cases has been a developer installed and operated system. And the public staff in the future will be giving, recommending much, much larger bonds for developer-owned systems. When I mean much larger, I mean several hundred thousand at a minimum. Also, in the agenda item, it points out the problems customers have experienced, but there's also been numerous raw wastewater backups into the houses and into the customer yards. So this has been a very significant occurrence. that really accelerated in the end of September 2020. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Grantmeyer, for that, for those supplemental comments. I appreciate your providing us with that information. The public staff has made its recommendation. I'll take a motion at this time. If
the move approval recommendation.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion for approval as recommended by the public staff from Commissioner Hughes, with a second by Commissioner Brown Bland. Questions or discussion on the motion from commissioners? All right, hearing nothing, I'll go ahead and call for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Klodfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Mr. Little and Mr. Grantmeyer. All right, commission has before us for approval our minutes from the November 1st, 2021 staff conference. I'll take a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
All right, any questions or discussion on that motion? All in favor of approving the minutes, indicate with an aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? All right, minutes are approved. All right, before we adjourn this morning, is there any additional business for the commission? All right, hearing none, we will be adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody. Let's go off the record, please.